Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says things are going to be turning partly cloudy. We'll have a high in the low 50s. Kenosha right now is at 41 degrees. It's 44 in Burlington. Milwaukee 41, 41 in Racine. Highway 45 in Racine County between Church Road and County Highway A in the Union Grove area was closed for major utility work from yesterday morning storms and straight-line winds, closed until just before 5:30 this morning. Those winds took down about a dozen utility poles and all their wires. We Energy's repair crews have been working on the replacement since late yesterday morning. Also, as we told you yesterday, about a dozen power poles and lines came down on Highway H between about 5 Mile Road and Highway G in Caledonia. All part of the damage that occurred yesterday. Also mentioned about a fire in the town of Raymond yesterday, in which We Energies is admitting there was a communications breakdown with a call to get them to the scene to turn off the power to the home there. A tree had taken out the lines into that home, but it was some 4 hours after the first of many requests for that help came from the fire chief. The fallen tree was part of the damaged scenario with the straight-line winds. The power had to be turned off because of the danger to the firefighters. They were limited in what they could do to deal with the flames in the walls and in the conduit. In the meantime, because of so many power problems at that point with the storms, We Energies had stopped giving estimated arrival times. The utility's Brian Matthey admits there was an internal investigation that's been launched to figure out why it took so long on the response in Raymond, given those critical circumstances. The governors of the 8 Great Lakes states have rejected an appeal on the decision to allow the city of Waukesha to draw water out of Lake Michigan and return it via the Root River. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In a statement, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley said the decision was based on facts, science, and the Great Lakes Compact Council's exacting standards for borrowing and returning Great Lakes water. Racine County officials have expressed concern about the project because water drawn from the lake will be returned via the Root River, which empties into the lake in Racine. Officials worry about possible pollution and the effects on the river's water levels. Mayor Riley said he hopes that those who filed the appeal will end their opposition to the project, which he says will be the standard for sustainability and protecting the Great Lakes while improving the quality of the Root River. Waukesha needed to find a new source of water for its residents because of contamination in its wells. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board agenda for next Monday night includes a resolution designating district schools as safe zones and to create resources for students and families threatened by immigration enforcement. It's formally being introduced by Board Member John Heckenlively after having been presented recently by Voces de la Frontera, Youth Empowered in the Struggle, and other immigration rights groups. Resolutions requesting the district implement policies to protect the rights of immigrant students and the students of those families that have been impacted by deportation. The school board being urged to send it to the Governance Committee for review of any potential impact on current policy and a possible draft resolution going back to the full Board of Education. And a resolution that calls on Congress to preserve tax-exempt financing was sent to committee by the Kenosha County Board this week to add calls to keep the other tax exemptions used by millions of Americans. According to the resolution, tax-exempt municipal bonds are the primary reason by which state and local governments finance critical infrastructure projects. Supervisor Terry Rowe saying that the tax-exempt bonds have two big advantages.
One, that they are tax-exempt either at state or federal level. Some bonds are exempt both state and federal. And second, that the bonds are generally considered to be a safe investment for the people who purchase them.
It's expected the resolution will be returning to the Kenosha County Board for a vote within the next month. Snap-on Incorporated reporting revenue gains in all of its business segments and improved earnings in the first quarter. The company, which of course hosted President Trump on Tuesday, reported a 10% increase in net income during the quarter. As part of National Community Development Week, members of the Racine CD Committee, the Common Council, and city development staff toured three housing projects that would have otherwise remained vacant lots or reduced valued homes without concentrated state and federal funding efforts. Inside of a new two-story, 1,500-square-foot home under construction at 1437 Owen Avenue, Housing and Community Development Manager Laura Dietert talked about getting the true sense of what gets approved for local housing with home and CDBG and neighborhood stabilization dollars instead of, well, just seeing the numbers on paper.
This one was a city-owned, okay. And Packard is the one that we had to purchase, but it was a low price.
Right, okay.
You'll see where, that's the one where on the top right, if you can see it's dark, the porch was falling off and the place was caving in. So that's It wasn't too expensive, but we were able to just to get that.
HCD housing technician Mike Lechner said that the homes are built solid to ADA compliance with an open concept and with as much green included as possible.
The floor joists for the second floor, they're called floor trusses. Again, it's a green component to the house. We're trying to keep these things as environmentally friendly as possible. When we do these, we use low VOC floor coverings, low VOC paint. So we really try to do it so they're environmentally friendly houses, and long term that they'll stand up and they're good for the neighborhood for a long period of time.
After the Owen Avenue site, the group viewed 1922 Slauson Avenue, where two lots were combined to accommodate a single-family home. Then there was a rehab project at 1531 Packard Avenue. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charges 34-year-old Robert Steins with second-degree reckless homicide for the death of his two-month-old son on April the 11th. Criminal complaint says the child suffered blunt force trauma to the head, resulting in a skull fracture and softening of the brain. Steins is scheduled back in court next week. The baby's funeral is tonight. The court commissioner in the case said that Steins could not attend. A Mount Pleasant man, 44-year-old Sean McIntosh, has been charged with the physical abuse of a child accused of shaking a five-month-old in his care as a foster child. McIntosh in court, accused by the district attorney's office of causing injuries to the youngster, who was overwhelmed because he could not calm the youngster down. That's according to what McIntosh told investigators after having worked so many long hours. He's going to be back in court next week. Common Council's Committee of the Whole in Racine, well, it supports amending language to the city's cable franchise ordinance, but wants to hold open the possibility of keeping a cable commission in place, which essentially disappeared back in 2015. City Attorney Scott Lentney admitted that this kind of got lost in the process for updating the rule, so it's mainly just to conform with state and federal changes. Alderman Ray DeHaan, who was on the cable commission at the time that it stopped meeting, felt that the group's existence was important. Alderman Sandy Widener felt that the cable commission is something that the new mayor might want to maybe reassemble.
I would ask that we defer this item until such time that there is a new mayor, because there may be a different preference of a new mayor in generating a cable commission, or I don't mind if we adopt the changes that were made exclusive of Section 2623. I would just as soon leave that in.
City Attorney's Office is going to review the language changes and whether allowing a cable commission presents any conflict, and then report back to the panel at a later date. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.